Moore, if you would start the public hearing.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Now's the time and place for a public hearing on Sussex Consortium School Expansion. There will be a presentation by Mr. John Ashman of the County Engineers Department. After that brief report, there will be an opportunity for county council members to ask any questions. After that, the floor will be open to any members of the public that would like to comment. If they would like to comment, they need to come forward to the podium, state the name and address, and then state your case or make your comments. After that, there will be, again, an opportunity for the council to ask Mr. Ashman any follow-up questions, and then the public hearing would be closed. Mr. Ashman.
Thank you. I appeared before you on January 10th, 2017 to request permission to prepare and post notices for an expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, West Rehoboth area. The expansion was requested by Davis Bowen Friedel Incorporated on behalf of the Cape Henlopen School District for the Sussex Consortium School. There is an existing connection point available for the parcel in Sweetbriar Road. The expansion will include parcel 235-27.00-20.00 and will consist of 24.82 acres, more or less. The project will be responsible for system connection charges of $5,075 per EDU based on current rates. The parcel was posted in February, and to date, we have received no calls or other correspondence in support or in objection to the annexation.
Any questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to address this issue today? Any member of the public that would like to address this issue? Seeing none, if there's no other questions, Mr. Ashman, we can close the public hearing on this, Mr. President.
We'll close the public hearing and ask either you or Mr. Ashman, somebody to read just the title of the resolution.
Yeah. Resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, West Rehoboth area, to include a property situated on the south side of County Road 261, Sweetbriar Road. Parcel is located in the Broadkill 100, Sussex County, Delaware, recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Ms. Jennings, Pension Committee Report.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first item under the pension update is that I'm requesting your approval to renew the term of one of our pension members, committee members, Ms. Kathleen Ryan. Each member holds a seat for 4 years. Ms. Ryan holds one of the two community member seats. Ms. Ryan is a certified financial planner and is the president of KMR Financial Network in Georgetown. She was originally appointed in 2014 to finish out a term of a previous member. Her strong investment background with experience in retirement planning services to the business community has made her a valuable asset to the committee, and I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council reappoint Kathleen Ryan to the Sussex County Pension Committee for a term of 4 years ending March 2021.
Pleasure, Council.
Yes, I do.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next. Okay.
Thank you. Next item is to give you an update on our pension fund and a recommendation by the committee. So on the screen, you'll see what are the performance of our two pension funds. As of December 31st, we had $77.7 million. We had received a 1.5% return the fourth quarter and a 7.5% return for the year. That is a great number. We had lowered our rate of return assumption to 7.25%, and we outperformed what we had set that rate to, so that is great news. Our OPEB fund has a $32.8 million value, so a slightly lower return at 0.9%, and our one-year return was 6.9%, so this was lower than our assumed rate of return. So we're asking to make some adjustments in that fund to bring that up to that we could get to the 7.25%. To give you a summary of what we completed in 2016, like I just said, we lowered our assumed rate of return to 7.25%. That was 7.5%. You approved a funding policy. We changed the custodial consolidation with Wilmington Trust. and we increased our equity target to 65% versus the 60%. We adopted some pension calculation changes. We moved some funds. We saved $65,000 in annual savings. And we also performed better in our peer group for the time frames of 1, 3, and 5 year periods. Our OPEB fund, we also lowered to 7.25. You also approved a funding policy, and we increased the target, the equity target, to 65% back in 2015. But I want to let you know they're both the same at this point. So what our committee did last time was we took a look at our OPEB fund, and right now we have two active equity managers. It's the MFS Low Volatility Global Equity Fund and our American Funds International Growth and Income Fund. Those are defensive managers. We're usually pretty defensive on our portfolios, which means they perform better in a down market. So they're not performing as well as we would like now that the market is going up. So we're going to look for some diversification and add some of those, add some funds that would perform better in the up market. So Artisan Global Opportunities, we looked at, they're more growth stocks where they aim to find companies experiencing accelerated profits. They have a long-term track record, and they have a stable portfolio management team. We then also looked at Dodge & Cox Global Stocks, and these are more value stocks, so you buy them at a discount, and they look like they'll have attractive earnings in the long run. They have a long-term track record as well. They are lower cost, but they have a higher volatility. So what we did was we took those two funds, and we looked at how they performed since 2009 compared to the index. So what you want to look for a active manager is that they perform what the index is. So you can see both funds performed 6 out of those years there, they outperformed. And then if you look at it in chunks of years, you can see that Artisan has done longer, better in the over long period, where Dodge & Cox has done it in the short period of time. So what the committee is recommending is moving some of our funds around and purchase some Artisan and Dodge & Cox Global Stocks. So here's the allocation. You can see the current allocation is in the first column, and then you can see what the proposed change in the allocation, and then the last column is the dollar amounts of the movement. So we would lower Vanguard Institutional Index by 5%. We would get rid of the American Funds International Growth, which is one of those defensive stocks that has not been performing very well. We would increase the Vanguard Total International Stock Index, and then we would add the Artisan and Dodge & Cox Global Stock. So what's this do? And then my summary is down at the bottom. We're adding two managers that offset the defensive nature of the Vanguard Total International Stock Index. It removes one of the managers that has underperformed the index in the last quarter, 1 year and 3 year benchmarks. And it reallocates funds from domestic equities to international equities to align with our adopted targets. So here is the motion for your consideration. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council, based on the recommendation of the Pension Committee, Pierce Park Group, you reallocate the OPEB funds as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? Mr. Cole.
Just curious. I'm not a whiz at any of this, but it seems like there's a big emphasis on the international and global, and which seems to me more risky because our stocks here in this country are doing very well, but I don't know about on the international and global level. And you just showed us where the American Funds International Growth was a dog or whatever you want to call it, but and we're getting out of that, but that was international, but we're going back into more looked like the global and approach. So,
correct.
Could you explain why some international, you know, emphasis is not is bad, but another emphasis on more global is good?
Yeah, that's fine. So global includes part of U.S. as well.
That's, yeah, I'm sure of that.
Our international growth fund, it was more of a management issue. They're not stable as much as the new fund. And they're also, like I said, they were a defensive fund. So the stocks that they choose when the economy is going down, they show less of a loss. They're more a stable type, okay, of fund. These other ones will grow while the economy,
like index,
is growing.
Like the S&P index or our total,
correct,
just a total, or the Dow or something, just focusing in on American USA.
Correct.
global markets.
Absolutely. And we are only 14% international stocks. Okay. We were at 12%. This is just going to move to what we had adopted in the investment policy statement to 14. So we are still very low international, but what you want to do with your portfolio is not just be all U.S.
Oh, I know. I understand
that. If it looks like it's changing a lot, the most that you're going to see in international is 14% of our total fund.
Okay.
Okay.
More questions? Mr. Burton.
How often do you look at this? I mean, just like a quarterly?
Our committee meets quarterly to look at, to make sure that you adopt an investment policy statement that I was talking to Mr. Cole about, and we make sure on a monthly basis it's balanced within that. Then we look at it quarterly, looking at the performance of the stock. So we could do some reallocation among our current managers. If it goes out, for some reason, stocks drop, so then our percentage of stocks are lower than our bonds.
Do you then come back to us, or do you make that decision right then?
If it's a reallocation within our current managers, I have that authority to do that. But if I'm hiring new managers, I always bring it to council to look at.
Does it worry you that you have 68% in two funds? Right? You got the Vanguard Institute Index and you got Wilmington Trust Fixed Income.
Okay. So those are index stocks, so they follow the market. They're not active managers as the other ones. So I'd be a little more nervous if they were not index funds and they were trying to play with the market and buy and sell. Index follows the S&P, they keep indexed. So that does not worry me one bit. It would be the active managers that I'd be a little more concerned about. But then you'll see the fixed income is a different type. Those are the bonds that we're buying. So 65% is in our equities, where the difference is in our bonds, corporate high rate bonds, not in the stock market. That's
for the fixed.
For the fixed
Wilmington
income.
Trust.
Correct.
Then you just break it out on the return of each one of them.
Correct. Right. They're long-term, they're laddered approach, and when we hold them to maturity, but then we reinvest them.
And then this option 1, 2, 3, and 4, that was a choice that the
committee had looked at, correct. Made. So we narrowed it down, and you can see we kind of went with option 3 with some modifications. We wanted to purchase both Artisan and Dodge & Cox and not just one or the other.
Okay. And then who are your peer groups? Because on your one sheet, you said that you were ahead on 1, 2, and 3.
Very good. So our Pierce Park Group, they manage a similar group of portfolios. They also invest in Marquette is their parent company. They lump us in with groups of similar size governments, similar size funds.
But they're all government.
Correct.
People that are
absolutely in. Yes.
And then we choose which group we want to play in.
No, we don't make that determination. They just look at our size and the value of our portfolio and compare us how we're performing in similar size governments.
Good deal.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. More questions?
And how are we doing again?
We are in the pension fund. Now, again, this is not a percentage of how we're funded. He's asking our performance. Sure. So we outperformed our peer groups for the first 3 and 5 on the pension. The OPEB, we didn't do as well, and that's why we're making these changes.
Why was the fourth quarter so low? Why was the fourth quarter in those reports so low and the year so good?
So specifically, because it's obvious, looking at OPEB, the reason was this American Funds International didn't do as well as we'd hope. That was not good. The other side, on the pension side, it did all right. Our DuPont Capital Management didn't perform as well. I ended up having a meeting with them in January to make sure their philosophy had changed. I'm comfortable with staying with them. They're doing well now since then. But those are the two funds that had underperformed that caused our number to go down.
More questions to council? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes, per the recommendations.
Oh, Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes, motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mr. Daly? ACS contract extension request.
The one, the only, the legend.
Talking about Chip or me?
Hi, Chip.
We would appreciate a coat and tie next time you appear before
us. Well, George, if you ask for it, it makes me all the less inclined to do it. But I appreciate your input.
That hurts.
Sorry, George. Okay. You're my mentor. I guess I should listen to you. Gentlemen, thank you for hearing from me this morning. I'm here to request a contract extension with ACS, and honestly, they just changed their name again. They were Zero Ace. Anyway, this is the document management software that the Recorder D's office uses. We're proposing to go to renew our contract, which the last time we did this was 5 years ago, and it was a 5-year contract. We're going to a 1-year contract that is can be terminated on 30 days' notice because we are also asking to release an RFP for new document management software. The software that the office currently uses is essentially 12 years old. It's been through a couple of cycles, and it is sort of last generation stuff. And our contract also includes hardware, so we actually rent or pay for over time a bunch of the computers that are downstairs. We have put together a RFP to upgrade the software. We've already spoken to a number of vendors through a process, and so we're going to be doing something that's software only. It has a lot more flexibility so that the office can run a lot more efficiently and be able to better upgrade the way we can show documents online. So while we go through this RFP process, we want to keep our current contract in place. The other thing is council has been gracious enough in previous years to approve additional monies for our office to backscan documents. We've been working for at least 4 years now so that we can have every document that is in the property record going back to 1952, which would give us the 60 years that we need for title companies to enable to perform title searches of our records entirely online. That we anticipate, those contracts are signed and done, but the work is not complete, so we anticipate that being done, we've been told, sometime this summer. And so that is also with ACS. There'll be a transition if we decide to not go with ACS's next generation software. They'll probably be one of the companies that will submit according to the RFP. But if they don't go with that, we want to make sure that our records are done and back scanned with them, because there's likely a conversion process to move that database. And so anyway, we've been working with IT. Also want to thank Gina has done a great job of helping us get this RFP together, and even some folks in Newcastle County.
You have a motion?
My motion is to...
I have it here in front of
thank you. Someone has a motion. Someone smarter than I am.
She has a lot of help.
See?
I see that.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve an extension of the Recorder of Deeds contract with ACS Enterprise Solutions, LLC, which will allow the county to terminate the agreement within 30 days' notice, allowing Recorder of Deeds to issue a request for proposal for a new document management contract.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Arlen, any questions?
Yes. I don't see a dollar number attached. So what is the extension? I mean, what's the cost?
It's a monthly rate, and it varies because we get revenue back for the stuff that's used online and some of the Xerox copies that are made here as well. So it's at our current document rate, but since we pay per document, the rate actually changes, you know, per month and whatnot.
I guess let me rephrase the question. There's been a 5-year contract thus far. This is an extension of the 5-year contract.
Correct.
Is the dollars of this new extension any different than
no.
the previous 5 years?
They are not.
Okay, thank you.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will, yes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ben Lars.